Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Well, then you would have to deal with what Zach Plesac deals with the big bad media in Cleveland going after you. That's what you'd have to deal with, Anthony.
I mean, if you're going to be a selfish ass.
Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna put everybody in
well,
danger.
Well, you might as well go all out, right? You might as well be like the Spring Breakers.
Well, speaking of, yeah, Zach Plesac. Speaking of going
will the
all
Grim
out,
Reaper dude be walking around?
Zach Plesac.
You
see that guy on the beach?
Quarantine another 2 weeks.
Zach Plesac was out and about. Damn it. Zach Plesac was out and about in Chicago. And this happened over last weekend. And he got caught by Major League Baseball, and they made him drive home, or he had a car service back to Cleveland and the whole thing. Well, Zach Plesac, they got his thoughts on Instagram, which he was driving around? I don't have the Instagram. Was he moving? He was just driving around holding the phone?
I think it might have been mounted, but he was in the car.
Okay, great. So here's like Zach.
He's an Uber driver.
Here's Zach Plesac.
Got to do something right now.
Talking about this incident, and he and Mike Clevenger go.
The media really is terrible, man. The media is terrible, and they do some evil things to create stories and to make things sound better, makes things sound worse. And truthfully, I'm disgusted the way the media has handled this whole situation surrounding our team. I went out to dinner with some buddies. We ended up going back to his place, same group that we went to dinner with, and we opened up baseball cards, pick our top two dudes from each pack. We're throwing bets down, you know, just having a good time, hanging out. We broke curfew. I came back late, and I was reported by MLB security being out in public and coming back late to curfew. And the president of baseball operations decided to quarantine me for 3 days so that, just in case, you know, if I was exposed to COVID, then it wouldn't spread to the rest of the team. And it was a great decision on his part. So I did my, you know, my time. I rode in a car service back to Cleveland, and I have quarantine for 3 days. So media is portraying me and my best friend and teammate to be malicious with our actions when we were really, you know, not justifying what we did because we left the hotel. And according to new rules, we weren't supposed to leave. But according to CDC and these guidelines with Corona, we were practicing safe practices.
All right. This guy's got a pretty big set of pills to be saying he's disgusted by the media over their portrayal, their vicious portrayal. I don't think he's lying about going in and hanging out and playing with baseball cards or anything like that. I don't know why anybody would make that up, Anthony. So I know that you kind of rolled your eyes at that one, but that's a hell of a story to make up if you're going to make up. I find it to probably be believable there. That's not the case. And honestly, we brought up Plesac and it was like, yeah, you know, this is a learning experience. I thought that that was the worst that we said about Zach Plesac. And if he wants to come to the defense of Mike Clevenger, folks, what defense is there? What defense is there of Mike Clevenger other than he did something stupid and he should apologize for it? That's the only defense you have, which isn't a defense. I didn't make Adam Plutko say those words. I didn't make Adam Plutko use the term grown-ass man. Lyman, did you? I didn't make him do it. Did you?
No. No, that he was did, way, Plutko was way harsher than any of the media were by far.
Did Lord Baseball get a hold of Adam Plutko and make him use these words and say grown-ass man?
No, he didn't do that. Nobody in the media did it. And folks, I'll just say it right now. We're soft. Cleveland media is soft. We are. Every now and then, there's a bit of a dust-up, and people get upset. That's it. Other than that, we're not tough. You should go back and listen to old Mike and the Mad Dog interviews with guys who are general managers of their football teams over there. Are you nuts? We'd get ripped down the hallway if we asked one of those guys any of those questions. And I'm talking all three teams. We are not tough. Bull is, I disagree with Bull about 99% of life. I agree with Bull about that. We are nothing in comparison of meanness, over the line type of questions, things like that. We are nothing in comparison with that. And some of that's a good thing. You want to be open and honest. And again, I always say, I'm not going to say anything about a guy that I wouldn't say to his face. For Zach Plesac to say that was a silly thing to say. What Mike Clevenger did, that was reckless. If you want to come to your best friend and teammate's defense, there's no defense of that. It's a silly thing to do. You get caught, you get caught. I was willing to move on from Zach Plesac. There's no defense of what Mike Clevenger did. And again, I didn't make Adam Plutko say those things. Adam Plutko said those things. Go talk to your own teammate about that before you go blaming the media on things. It's a very easy thing to do. Go blame the media. You know, the fake news and the media. It's a very easy thing to put down. There's nothing there. You can just say that. Or you can own up to it and say that you did something that you still weren't supposed to do. I don't care if you're playing with baseball cards. I don't care if you were playing jacks. I don't care if you guys were playing tiddlywinks. It don't matter to me. You weren't supposed to be out there doing it. That was in your agreement. You did, and you broke that agreement. It's not my fault. It's your fault.
It's such a deflection because these guys were all warned, and just as annoyed as Plutko was in that press conference, you could tell that to me, how I was able to kind of evaluate that statement was that most of the guys are doing the right things. And so two guys decided they were going to goof off or whatever, or hang out and just open up baseball cards because that's what 25-year-old kids do. Clevenger's 29. Apparently that's what they do. Fine, you're being whatever. I hope that that's all they were doing, but to act as if, you know, hey, this is a minor thing that's being totally blown up. You have at-risk people around the team, and it's not. We always talk about, you know, just Tito and Carlos Carrasco. There are a lot of people involved with the day-to-day operations of a professional sports team. I mean, you're putting a lot of people at risk. I mean, that it's not just those guys, but certainly those guys are front and center. And, hey, they dropped the ball. Listen, guys dropped the ball. That's okay. It's not the end of the world in this case if they tested negative, and maybe it's a teaching moment for them. Maybe they all kind of buckle down and they realize, hey, we made a big gaffe, and maybe they can come out on the other side better than this and create more of a bond. I said yesterday the Utah Jazz have gotten over their issues with Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. They've been able to patch things up at least temporarily.
Yeah.
So – there can be good that comes out of this. But, you know, after all is said and done, then 2 days later to sit there and go off as if it's everyone else's fault but your own, I mean, that makes no sense to me.
216-578-0092. Do you think we've been a little bit hard on Zach and we've been a little bit hard on Mike Clevenger? We'll get to that coming up. And who's got most pressure on him in 2020 for this Cleveland Browns football team? My number two on my list, some people had some disagreement with. So I'll tell you why coming up. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan. A lot of people ripping Zach Plesac on Twitter.
I got a tweet, Ken. Can you help me out?
I want to get to the phones here in a second. 216-578-0092. Go ahead.
Carter on Twitter. How did security catch him but not Clevenger? There was no reports of Cardinal players going out, and they got 16 players positive. This is all overblown. Well, I said, first of all, the teammates are the ones that – were adamant that they were lied to.
How's it overblown when his own teammate calls him out? I don't know how you can say it's overblown. If everybody on the Indians was saying it was perfectly fine and we've moved on, then I guess you could make that argument. When his own teammate calls him out very publicly like that, I don't know how that's overblown.
I mean, did you see Adam Plutko? I mean, fine, tell him that it's all overblown. Look at the seriousness of which he conducted that press conference.
216-578-0092. I'll play him for everybody. Let me get to Brett Madison. Brett, you're first up on The Fan.
Yeah, I thought you guys were a little bit hard on them. I heard the discussions about, you know, hey, what do we, you know, are they going to have to punish them? And there was even some stuff talking about, you know, do you trade them? And we don't have any, you know, trade value because of the shortened season and stuff like that. And when I first turned on the radio, because I wanted to find out what happened to him, you'd think he did something heinous. And it just felt like it was a little overblown when it first came over there because everybody's talking about how irresponsible.
So how would you have liked us to handle it then?
it's something to be concerned about, but not to live in fear about. And it just, it's kind of a thin line. And I think you guys were a little bit harder on him. Now, the teammates, which are the ones that are directly effective, they have all the right in the world to be as hard as they want on them.
So I'm not supposed to comment on the players being very upset with him?
Well, when I look at it that way, you guys do have, you know, you're commenting on what the other players say, and that in itself is news, and that's acceptable. I thought we were being a little bit hard on him.
Real quick, I'll just say that a few days ago we were talking about whether to suspend anybody correct. Involved, and I said no. I said, hey, look, they made a mistake. You know, we've all yes. made some mistakes. We all haven't been perfect. Some of us may have put our coworkers at risk, which in turn puts their families at risk. We're all dealing with something that is out of the ordinary. I think we all could understand
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But Lima said all that a couple days ago.
And when I go out to eat, am I putting them at work? I mean, that's kind of a dangerous line that we go down that we're going to start monitoring everything that our coworkers are doing.
But is it in your rules to not be doing that? And what you've accepted as an employee to show up to that?
Yes, I'll agree with you on that. But the thing is if it's as bad as everybody thinks it is in baseball, why are they playing? Why are they traveling to other cities then? Shut it down if you really think it's going to be that bad. Well, and I'd probably have a little bit more respect for baseball if they did that.
They were one of the teams that were able to handle themselves okay. And then, again, with PLESAC, I had a problem with PLESAC, Brett, and thank you for the call. I had a problem with PLESAC, but I didn't have nearly as much of a problem as I had with what I have with Clevenger. Now I have a problem with PLESAC here. Again, do we have the Plutko comments? Please play the Plutko comments if we can. This is Adam Plutko, his own teammate.
2020 is a year of distractions as far as playing baseball, that's for sure. Dealing with what we did pregame, not ideal. Not really what any of us want to talk about, not really what any of us want to think about. But the reality is that's where we're at right now. So it was another distraction for us tonight, and I'm not going to say that that's the difference maker, but it contributes. 28 other teams playing games tonight. No other team had to deal with what we had to deal with tonight, and it is what it is.
How do Mike and Zach get back your trust?
I think that's a question for Mike and Zach. I mean, they hurt us bad. They lied to us. They sat here in front of you guys and publicly said things that they didn't follow through on. And it's going to be up to them. It really is. And I'll let them sit here and tell you how they're going to earn their trust back. I don't need to put words in their mouths. The term that I continue to hear, and excuse my language, is grown-ass man, right? So those grown-ass men can sit here and tell you guys what happened and tell you guys what they're going to do to fix it. And I don't need to do that for them.
He said they're liars. Said they lied to him. How else am I supposed to respond? One as a fan and one just talking about this just on the radio. How else am I supposed to respond to something like this when one of his teammates calls him a liar? For everybody to hear, for God and everybody to hear.
Look, there's a difference between accidentally being late coming back and missing curfew.
Of course.
There's a difference between that and then knowingly going on a plane with fellow teammates who are at higher risk. There's a huge difference there. Huge difference. PLESAC, at first it was like, okay, they're going to quarantine him. It was stupid. They're going to quarantine him. Let's just go from there. Clevenger sat there the entire time and didn't say a damn thing. And then it comes out that, hey, oh, wait, he was with him?
Mm-hmm.
And put everyone else at risk. That's where everyone gets pissed. That's where you're a selfish ass. And that's where you upset your team, and that's where you upset your fan base. And then you're going to come at the media saying, oh, you guys are overblowing this. BS. Get the hell out of here.
If you were to...
Any kid defending the media.
What a day we've had.
And the day that I defend the media, I mean, might as well go get a down winter coat because hell must be freezing over.
Lima, you should have heard him defending Rachel Maddow earlier. It was amazing.
Absolutely.
I wouldn't go that far. I agree. I totally agree. I wasn't what PLESAC did, And again, you can go back. Please go back to any archive. You both have been sitting here the whole time. I said, yeah, this isn't good, and he shouldn't have done it, and he should pay whatever fiddler he has to pay. And hopefully we could all move on about this because, yeah, there was a bit of a risk there. But they did the right thing. It was always they did the right thing. When we found out about Clevenger, that's when the gloves came off. Because you knowingly said what you said about Plesac. And there were quotes from Clevenger. You knowingly said what you said, but then you still did it. So there's a double down there. And I think that's what Adam Plutko's saying in this case.
And then didn't these two actually put out a video a month or two ago
about
social distancing and doing the right thing? And following the guidelines, they put out a video, and then they come and do this, and they have proven themselves to be nothing but a bunch of selfish ass hypocrites.
Nick West, all the Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers. Nick West says the trade talks were the only thing that was ridiculous with the media. Plus, the Bull Holy Mighty Act is wrong. But other than that, all good. No trade talk. I didn't say trade him. Callers were saying to trade him.
No, you can't trade him.
We had callers saying to trade him.
So I said you couldn't trade
him. Yeah, we all were in agreement that there is no way you can trade him right now. You still need him on your team. There's still good pitchers that you would love to have on your team. There's nothing that you're going to get worthwhile for him anyways. The entire show was in an agreement there.
We could discuss whether or not you could trade him, and the entire show, exactly what Kenny said, was in agreement. It's like, you can't really do it. And guys, you need a bat. You need a bat. This lineup's bad. He's obviously broken these rules with this team. Okay.
People are saying, well, you're not going to be able to afford him in a few years anyway. I'm like, he still has two more. What are we talking about?
Yeah. Did you enjoy him now?
216-578-0092. Henry in Strongsville, you're next up on the Fan. Hello, Henry.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Hey, I'm amazed at the number of people actually defending these guys because everything Plesac's saying is, well, yeah, but. And, you know, they always say everything before but is BS. And it just seems like he has every excuse. And I put the COVID to the side. His total unprofessionalism of, this guy's supposed to be, correct me if I'm wrong, their curfew was 10 p.m., right? He came strolling in at 3. Now, I'm not going to call him out for, okay, he's out partying, but in today's day and age.
He was sure about the time.
He was checking out the Don Russ mid-condition 1992 packet. He and Darren Revelle were FaceTiming as he was opening them up.
Some slump busters. But
oh, my God.
Yeah.
Reckless. Whoa.
But
it might be speculation. I don't know how reckless, but, I mean, it's definitely speculation.
My point is, how could this guy – I mean, it's just amazing. His video, it's like that is the worst PR move I've ever seen from the standpoint. All he had to do was say in a not-so-bad or not-so-kind way, I screwed up, and I need to, make amends with my teammates. And leave it at that. This guy has more excuses. It's amazing.
The video makes him look like an entitled D-bag.
Henry, thank you very much for the question.
It really does.
Just take it. Just take it. There's certain times where you just have to stand down and you got to take it. And that's what it is. And for Zach Plesac, I didn't even hold Zach Plesac in that high of regard in terms of any sort of offense or anything like that. I didn't. When it came to Mike Clevenger, that's what was upsetting. And that was one of the things that was a concerning thing because of Carrasco, because of Terry Francona's health has not been great recently. And I'm not talking just recently over the last couple of weeks. The man had a heart condition 2 years ago. We forget about a 61-year-old man with that. And regardless of it, if I stop being, even if you think that those conversations are overdramatic, even if saying that is overdramatic, you have the Cardinals who just are not playing baseball. They're not playing baseball right. They've played 5 games. So if you want to see baseball, this is all part of it. I know, hey, man, it really sucks to have your pay knocked down so much, and you're so mad at the owners, you're so mad with the organizations, but you still decided to come in and play. You could have opted out. You still can opt out, it seems like, at any time. So just opt out if that's the case. And you can go on, and you can ass off wherever you want to. That's perfectly fine if you want to do something like that. But don't come back at me and the media for calling you out on breaking your rules.
This whole thing wouldn't have happened if the Indians didn't send him home in a car before the series was over anyway.
How come?
If they just would have kept him in quarantine.
What, in Chicago?
And not made the deal of sending him home in a car.
What?
Because you don't know that he's positive anyway. All you know is that he was out.
Oh, so you're saying it looked like a punishment is what you're saying? Oh, no. You know what? Okay, I can kind of understand.
No, you broke the rules.
I can kind of understand that.
You got to You got to keep them. Got to keep them separate from the rest of the team.
Maybe, but when this first broke, I did say did the Lima 350. You know, that's a 5-hour drive. That's a tough. That's a joke on the drive.
Tough.
So I but I can see where he's saying.
What are they supposed to put him on the team plane? Right next to Clevinger?
No. I know. What he is saying is that it was still a big issue. It became a little bit bigger of an issue because he was sent home in a car.
Well, are we saying the team should have kept this?
Yeah, what are you supposed to do?
Maybe you should have kept him in Chicago. I'm fine with what the team did. Hold on. I'm fine with what the team did.
Are we saying they should have kept this in-house?
No. How could you? Everybody's going to know.
Did he test positive?
No.
Not yet, anyways. Not that we know
of. But if Zach Plesac all of a sudden is available, remember, Mike Clevinger, wasn't he supposed to start the other day?
He was supposed to start on Tuesday.
Okay, so if Mike Clevinger... Plesac
was going to get sent down anyway because they had an opening in the rotation.
You weren't going to make something
until August 22nd.
Yeah, you weren't going to make something up for that.
Nobody says you have to make anything up.
And I don't think that it seems like Adam Plutko and everybody else didn't really want them to make something up for that because they felt it was pretty irresponsible. So I think that they got what's just of them. For Zach Plesac to call out the media is a hilarious thing, but I think that they're getting what is coming to them.
I just think it's blatantly obvious that these guys are completely out of touch with reality and out of touch with everyone else. Everything that everyone has had to go through because of all this COVID BS, because of everything that's gone on with it, with the lockdowns, people losing jobs, people losing businesses, everything that has gone on throughout this entire thing. And then they had to take a pay cut, but they're not playing entire season either. They still get to do what they love, and they take it for granted and put other people at risk, and then they're upset that people are upset at them.
When we had the when we had the poll, remember the poll led that Bowers incident was worse with the drone Lima from the fans. Which is absurd, and there were plenty of people saying it was absurd.
And if it wasn't part of the World Series or part of the playoffs leading into a World Series bid, then I guarantee if you took World Series out of that, then people would have voted differently.
And what this looks like here is that you got a 3-game series starting tonight with the Tigers again. It really looks like if everything's fine and dandy with everybody, then it feels like it's luck. Does it not feel like it's luck in that case, Anthony?
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. I think it looks like they may have dodged a bullet. I mean, we'll find out, but there, I didn't think we took this that we were not crazy on this. We weren't. Yes, some callers were saying they wanted to maybe ship them out, or so some were saying, "Hey, suspended for the season." We weren't saying any of that. We were like, "Guys, slow down, pump the brakes." Everybody's going to have, not everybody, but there are going to be some cracks in this system that blame baseball and blame some of the players. They did not want to have a bubble. They were adamant about no bubble.
True.
So you were going to get this. We did say this right when the Marlins had all the issues right off the bat. Hey, this is going to happen. How every team deals with it is going to be very important. And the Indians were dealing with it. And they had been through the Franmil Reyes situation already.
We got Zach Jackson coming up in 40 minutes. Up next, I have a top five on who has the most pressure on them in 2020. And also later on, if you don't say four, you got fists coming to you. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.